More grace to everybody. Thank you for coming on this call. Great days are ahead for the body of Christ. I don't believe it. I don't think it. I'm not telling you what I think, but I'm telling you what I know. As I glean closer and closer to the Lord, hear his voice, listen to him. Amen. I'm telling you. There are some great days ahead for you, like you have never seen before. And this is not an hour for you to be wasting time. I want to say that by the Spirit of grace. I'm talking to every person who's under the sound of my voice. You have no time to waste. None. Did you hear that? Come on, say that. Say, I have no time to waste. You need to become very adamant about your future, about your destiny. Now, right now, before we get started, before I give you some secrets to what's coming to this nation, right now, you're sowing a seed at $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $11 right now. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. Just do that quickly. I want to go ahead and get some seed in the ground as the Lord begins to prepare us for what he's going to do. Again, as I said, go to $PBCJR and sow that seed right now of $11. You can go to the website, briancarn.org, however you want to do it. But let's go ahead and get that seed in the ground right now of $11. This is very important because I believe that God is indeed preparing us for some awesome and great things that he's getting ready to do in the life of the believer. I want to say this to you. Everyone on this call, I believe, desires change. I hope you do. I pray to God that you're not on here just to be on here, but you really desire change in every area of your life. And I want you right now to get your Bible. Let's get straight into the Word of God. You have a phone. I want to give this charge to everyone under the sound of my voice. This Sunday, when you go to church, take your Bible, not your phone, take your Bible. So that means that if you have to go to the bookstore on this week, go to the bookstore and take your Bible to church on Sunday. Again, not your phone, but take your Bible to church. And I want to say this to you. Do you notice that the one thing that they're no longer teaching our children is cursive? And why don't they teach cursive? Because notice what is written in cursive, the Constitution. And notice that if you can't read the Constitution, you don't know your rights. I want to talk about that, and I want to go into that prophetically, because the enemy is doing the same thing to the body of Christ. We've got to stay in the Word of God, and we need to know it. We need to study it. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a right workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I preached a very challenging word on this Sunday at the church here in Charlotte. I meant it. I preached it in Jacksonville. I preached it in Houston. How carnal we've become. We are so carnal. We are a million miles away from God. Nothing takes his place. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And guess what? Everything else is going to be added unto you. That's a word from the Lord. We need to become very intentional and become very spiritual in this season, and we don't have time to play around. And I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of grace. Hear me very well. You're going to have to get to a place where you meditate on the Word. And always remember, it is meditation through repetition that brings about the transformation of your belief system. So you have to meditate, all right? And not just meditate, but remember that word meditate literally means to chew in the Hebrew. It means to chew. And the best way you can explain it is like a cow. Whenever you see a cow in a field, this is what they're doing. They're chewing on that grass. And guess what they do with that grass? They chew it, and then they spit it out. And then they chew it again, and then they spit it out. And then they chew it again, and then they spit it out. And then they chew it again, and then they spit it out. Well, that's what you have to do with the word. If you're going to see change in your life, if you're going to see a massive deliverance and a massive change and a massive breakthrough in your life, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to meditate on that word and meditate on it day and night. Now, not just reading it, but repeating it. Not just reading it, but repeating it. All right? So that's the only way you're going to find victory. A lot of people hear that word one time. And a lot of times that may happen sometime because they change out of desperation. Okay? But you've got to believe when the word comes. And you can't be trying to find something wrong with it. See, that's why a lot of us miss this. We try to find something wrong with it. You have to accept that the word of God is true. St. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is true. You can't be looking for the holes in it. You can't be talking about something this contradicts that. That's a trick of the enemy, because the enemy wants to get you to begin to doubt it, because once you doubt it, you're going to miss it. You have to believe this with all your heart, not some of your heart. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Did you hear that? So that's very, very, very important. You cannot have a mindset of thinking it might not work. What's wrong with it? No, the word of God is the final authority. So I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and just give me a minute. And there's just a hunger for the word and just a desire. And the Lord has been speaking to me. You know, I really don't like doing these clarion calls. And when I say I don't like it, it's just because this is my rest day. Amen. This is my day that I'm supposed to be chilling. You get what I'm saying? And then the Holy Ghost says, I want you to do a clarion call. All right? I'm going to obey him, but God's been speaking to me about being intentional and about looking. Even has me looking in the churches. Looking for those who are hungry. Amen. And if you're hungry, you're listening to this. If you're hungry, nothing else you're doing is more important than what I'm teaching right now. You're going to have to get a hunger for the word. You know, someone asked me the other day, they said, Pastor, can I go somewhere? I said, well, will you miss church? They said, yeah. I said, well, you know my answer. See, when I came up in holiness, we didn't miss church. We might have did things on Monday through Saturday, but we don't miss church on Sunday. I mean, my God, there must be something in your life that receives priority. And God is all about community. Everything is about community. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. What does that mean? The fullness of an unborn child is that baby. So not only does the seed belong to God, but the harvest. You got to understand that now, because some of us will give God our seed, but we won't give him our harvest. And I just said a mouthful. And if you hear what I just said, that has the power to change your life. You will give God your seed. Most of us will give God a whole bunch in a small form. But when God begins to bless us and increase us and move in our life in a powerful way, guess what? We forget God. And we will not give him our harvest. And God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I don't just want your seed, but I want your harvest. God requires everything. So you have to believe this. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Look at what it says. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. All right? Now, there's a glorious gospel that God wants to get to you. But what blinds you from getting it is your unbelief. Now, remember, he cannot blind you if you believe. Because the minute you humble yourself and believe, revelation comes. But as long as you sit there talking about, I don't believe that, I don't believe this, the minute you say that, it's hid from you. Your unbelief is going to blind you. So I was asking God the other day, so look, why don't people change? Why aren't people seeing breakthrough in their life? And he took me to Ephesians chapter 1. And I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1, and if you have your phone, because you may not have an amplified Bible, but Ephesians chapter 1, if you look at it in about verse 16, look at what it says. It says, I do not cease to give thanks for you always. Oh, my shy. I'm getting excited, y'all. Just excuse me because I'm feeling my head. I do not cease to give thanks for you always, remembering you in my prayers. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, that he gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. And I pray, verse 18, that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Ghost, so that you will know and cherish. So a lot of people don't get this because of their unbelief. That's what I'm trying to show you. He said, the minute you don't believe that light can't come, the minute you are sitting up trying to figure it out, it's not given to you. But the minute you humble yourself as a little child, I'm talking about when, you tell a child you're going to do something, they don't know how it's going to happen. They don't know everything you had to go through to make it happen, but they take you at your word. And that's what God wants you to do. Are you listening to me? All right? You got to believe this. And you got to know that the word works. But it's not automatic. You got to believe it. Watch this now. You got to believe the word. And even though the word is true, if you don't believe it, it won't happen. You got that? So don't think that because it didn't happen, it wasn't true. No, it's true. But even though that word is true, if you don't activate it with your faith, it'll never manifest in your life. So you're going to have to make it your business to become extremely aggressive in your faith. Come on. Faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what? All right? So you got to believe this. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Okay? Mark chapter 9. Oh, God, I'm going to be sharing some things with you. Mark chapter 9, look at verse 23. Look at what it says in Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst do what? Believe. Okay, now remember, this man came to Jesus, and he tried to put it on Jesus and say, Lord, if you can do such and such, heal my child. Jesus responded and said, the healing of my child is not left up to me. The healing of that child is left up to you, Jesus said. He said, the healing of your child ain't left up to me. He said, but the healing of your child is left up to you. How is it left up? He said, if you can believe. You got that? If you can believe. You got to learn how to believe. Because the minute you believe, you set a domino effect that generates power. And the minute you start believing it, I'm going to know you believe it, because whatever you believe in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Once it comes out of your mouth, you're going to speak it and you're going to meditate on it. You got that? So once, because from the abundance of the heart, the what? Mouth speaking. So when faith comes alive in your heart, I'm going to know it done came alive in your heart by your communication, by your talking. As long as you talk about I don't know how, I don't know when, as long as you talk about I know you're not ready. Because the minute faith hits your heart, it's going to come out your mouth, and you're going to speak what you believe. As you begin to meditate on that thing, you're going to see a manifestation. It's not enough to say, I heard it before. The question is, what have you done with what you heard? Do you believe this word? Do you believe that all things are possible? Do you believe that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even think? Do you believe that you are healed by his stripes? Do you believe that no evil shall befall you and no plague shall come nigh your dwelling? Do you believe he's going to save your son? Do you believe your daughter is delivered? It is according to your faith. You have to believe this. And I know when you believe it based on your conversation, the Lord ministered to me today. This all about Shandele Bekoda Basia. He ministered to me today and said to me, just ask in my name. He said, just ask me for it. You go to the doctor, you go to the lawyer, you go to the bank, but didn't I tell you to cast your cares on me? He said, just ask me. I'm looking for an opportunity to bless you. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, because see, I have an assignment. I have an assignment to get you into the fullness. And this is why I said on last night, on yesterday, when I was teaching in the service, God knows what you have need of before you ask. I was explaining it to someone today, and I said to them, when you go to college on a scholarship, everything that you're going to need for your schooling is provided in that scholarship. Whenever somebody gives you a trip, everything that's needed in that trip is there. When God saved you, when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, and when he chose you, and when he picked you, everything that was needed for your life and your assignment has already been provided. You don't have to ask him for it because it's a benefit. You have a job, but your job came with benefits. Amen. It came with health care. It came with dental insurance. Those are benefits. So guess what? The minute I get sick, I'm not asking for it. I'm going to the doctor because I have what? Insurance. It's already been provided. The minute I need my teeth cleaned, I'm not in no warfare about that. Because this is the privilege that came with the job. It's a benefit. There are benefits that you have because you belong to God. And the minute you start believing that and trusting that and living from that realm, you will be so aggressive in trusting him that it will literally blow your mind. Not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Look at what it says. It said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and addeth what? No sorrow with it. That's the King James. Okay? But then look at the NIV. It said, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without what? Painful toil. Now, the toil of Adam did not begin until sin. When sin came, Adam began to toil, working hard, robbing Peter to pay Paul, three and four jobs, trying to make things work, hustling, all of that stuff that you all are doing. Because you won't take God at his word is cursed living. It is low living. Now, you can live there if you want to, but that's cursed living because that's what happened when Adam fell from his place. The snake zone has you toiling. The snake zone has you trying to make ends meet. The snake zone got you sitting up trying to figure out how you going to do this and how you going to do that. That's not what I told you to do. You have been redeemed from the curse. That's Galatians 3:13. So if you, Brother Dustin, have been redeemed from the curse, you should not be toiling anymore. Why am I toiling? Because I don't have the revelation. Okay, you got to cancel that right now. Cancel what? Cancel toiling. Say, I cancel that toiling spirit. Amen. Declare that over your life. I'm not under the curse anymore. Say that. I'm not under the curse anymore. I'm not under the curse no more. Now, if that's true, and the blessing is on your life, you got to hold on to that word. I don't care what happens. Hold on to the word. Hold on to the word so powerful that the word start holding on to you. And you recognize, even if debt come, I'm not discouraged because debt got to go. Because I have a promise over my life that says I'm not supposed to be toiling. Not telling you debt won't come. Not telling you sickness won't come. Not telling you infirmity won't come. Not telling you attacks won't come. Not telling you warfare won't come. But I'm telling you, you have to remind yourself and meditate on that word that says, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. You got to hold on to that word. You got to hold on to that promise. Psalm 91, that's a promise. You speak it. You declare it. There's a book by the name Creative Words. I think it's by Charles Capp. You need to look him up and read his stuff. Charles Capp, The Power of Your Word, A Creative Word, something like that. It's a very powerful book, not even a long book, but you need to read it. Now, I need you to understand that God want to do some things in your life. But you're not going to tap into that place until you let your faith get out there and start believing. Until you put your faith out there and start taking God at his word. Now, I'm trying to tell you that I've had to put my faith out there and believe him. Why? Because I know that if God don't do it, it won't get done. See, sometimes I can't even tell y'all the cost of things because I know it'll hurt you. But I'm prophesying this year you will have a series of breakthroughs. Come on, come on, shout right there. I say come on and shout. Come on. I want my phone to shout. I want Siri to shout if she heard what I just said. I said these last August, September, October, November, December, 4 more months, the rest of this year, you are going to have a series of breakthroughs. I'm talking about breakthroughs are coming back to back. I told you series heard it and started shouting. You're going to have breakthroughs back to back. Now listen, it is very adamant for your thinking to change. Because if your thinking don't change, you're going to go out there and try to do stuff in faith that your mind, see, you got to prosper in your mind first before you prosper anywhere else. Come on here. Beloved, I would above all things that thou mayest prosper.
and be in health, even as your soul, okay? So you can't step out there in faith and tell them you're going to get a Bentley and your mind is still at a Buick. Ain't nothing wrong with the Buick now, but I'm just making a point. Amen. You can't have mansion faith with apartment mentality. So there must first be a change in your mind. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. And if you don't see a change in your mind first, you're going to step out there and try to do something, and instead of you being blessed, you end up under pressure. But I have an assignment to teach you and to give you something to say. That's my assignment. My assignment is to navigate you through this word of God so you begin to believe this. Faith come by hearing. Are you hearing me? Proverbs chapter 4, look at what it says. My God, you should have no sickness sitting up except in infirmity and disease. Proverbs 4 and 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find it and it's health to your flesh. That's what that word does. You got to stay in this word. He gave you the prescription. Come on here. Whenever you go to the doctor, for y'all folks that love them doctors, and they give you a prescription, they tell you how many days to take it. They tell you 3 days, 4 days, 10 days. Take it till it's done. And what most of us do is we take it till we feel better. And the minute you start doing something based on feeling, you done missed it. So you feel better. But the antibiotic is not just trying to make you feel better. It's trying to drive the infection out of your body. That olabashara, that's what the word does. It drives out that infected thinking of defeat, of sickness, of despair. That's what the word does. It'll drive it out. But guess what the Bible says you got to do? Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. What that means? You got to stay in that word until you get free. That means it may be 6 months you don't get to watch TV. 6 months. You don't get to hear no music. The Bible ain't saying nothing about letting the music be in the midst of your eyes. Some of y'all love music. God bless you. But that ain't what brings change. The word is, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto the word of God. If you get a hunger for the word of God, it'll change your life. Now I'm going to say it again. This year, the rest of this year, you are going to have a series of unlimited breakthroughs. Lay hands on yourself and say that. Say, I will have a series of unlimited breakthroughs starting tonight. Did you hear me? Say it again. Say it again. Say, I will have a series of unlimited breakthroughs starting tonight. You listening to me? Now you're going to have what you say. You got, hey, my God, I feel the anointing. You got to believe this. You got to take God at his word. Give me Joshua chapter 1. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Chapter 1. Now look at what he said in Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein when? When? Day and night. That's all day. That thou mayest observe. Now, you need to underline that word observe in your Bible. Okay, you don't see that with your eyes. You're going to have to see through the eyes of faith. And if you start seeing through the eyes of faith, when faith comes, I'm talking about the minute faith comes, you're going to know that faith comes because it's going to convert you from humanity to divinity, and you start thinking, you start believing, you start acting, you start talking like God. You know when faith comes because there's a confidence that you have that don't make sense. I talked about that the other night, confidence that comes. There's a bluntness. There's a directness. There's a faith that comes where you'll look somebody straight in the face and say, God gonna handle this, and folks looking at you like you crazy. Remember? Go to Mark chapter 5. I'm going to show you. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. See, there's a confidence that you have. Amen. Young lady went missing in Jacksonville, but I spoke with confidence and said she'll be there Sunday. And she was. That wasn't me, but there's a faith that I tapped into. It's that God kind of faith where you start speaking and declaring with Bo Ilalababa Shata. I have to do it as a prophet. It takes faith for me to tell somebody this going to happen in 30 days. This going to happen in 45 days. That takes faith. Because when I'm speaking out of my spirit. And I just know there comes a moment in the prophetic where my humanity turns into divinity. And there's a confidence that comes on me that don't even make sense. He said, how could you say that? How could you tell the Edmonds they're going to have a baby quick? And they tell me I'm on birth control. And you look at them in their face and tell them, can't no birth control stop the word of God? Because that word is quick. It's powerful. Are y'all listening to me? My God, I'm preaching good. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. I'm telling what I know in the Holy Ghost, that there's a confidence that comes, amen, to God. When you start tapping into your faith, you start talking ridiculously. Things start coming out of your spirit that don't make no sense. All right? So Mark chapter 5, look at what it says in Mark 5:25. A certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, went to a lot of doctors, spent all she had. Nothing was better but got worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press, and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. But I want you to look at that Mark chapter 5 in the Amplified. Same scripture, Mark chapter 5 in the Amplified, because this is what I want you to see in this text. And it's very profound, and I hope you get it. Glory to God. Mark chapter 5. Verse 28, in the Amplified, I feel the anointing. Look at what it says. It says in verse 28 in the Amplified Classic, for she kept saying, Orobo Shande, for she kept saying, for she kept saying, what are you saying? How are you talking? Because when your faith is in the right place, I know it by your conversation. Hey, you want something you never had. You got to do something you never did. You got to keep on saying what God said. I don't care how your body feels. I'm healed. I don't care what your account looks like. You keep declaring, I'm rich. I'm blessed. My needs are provided. My bills are paid. I will not be on the street. I will not go under. I will not be put to shame. I will not be embarrassed. I will not be disappointed. I will not be let down. Come on here. You keep saying it. Ilolobo Shanda. What and say what God said. Look at Romans chapter 10. See, I want you to sow something. Look at this. Romans chapter 10. I want to show you something. Because, see, a lot of us miss this. Romans chapter 10, verse 6. Look at what it says. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and heart. See, you sitting up there calling on God. Why are you calling on God? You ain't got to call on Jesus. What the word? Hey, hallelujah. What the word? It's already in your mouth. You praying to God about stuff. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, you sitting up on your knees, Jesus on the main line, calling on him. We are new covenant believers. He gave you power to tread over serpents and over scorpions. You are seated with him today in heavenly places. You ain't got to call Christ. You work the word. The word is nigh you, even in your mouth. Christ is in your mouth. Use it. Didn't the Bible say in Psalm, I think, what that is? I hope y'all write these scriptures down. In Psalm 107, round about verse 20, didn't he say he sent his what? His word. He sent his word. Not a handkerchief, his word. That's what he sent. Send the word to your son. Send the word to your daughter. Send the word to your mind. Send the word to your finances. Put eating back in your body. If it'll work for your body, he sent his word and healed them. If the word will work for your body, it'll work for your money. Work the word, not your pastor, not your mama, not your daddy. Get in that room. Close yourself up and speak that word. I feel the anointing. Woo, I feel God. Hallelujah. I feel God. I feel the anointing. Somebody on this call has been at your wit's end, and you're talking to God about some stuff, and you're discouraged, and I was sent from God on this Monday night at 9:43. God said, get up off of yourself. Get out of your bed of despair. Get out of your place of let down and loneliness and feeling sorry and pitiful for yourself. The devil is a liar. Work that word. He's waiting on you. Work that word. Say what God said. Speak what God said. Speak to your future. Speak to your destiny. Speak to your body. Speak to your marriage. Speak to your money. Hey, Basha, Elo, Sheke, Yantanosi. Say what God said. Oh, I know I'm preaching good. I know what I'm saying God told me to say. Hey, halabashandia, nanamokondelebi alabasiya. Say what God said. Look at Joshua chapter 6. I'm going to show you one more thing. I hope y'all getting this. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Yeah. Somebody being encouraged. Somebody being uplifted. Speak to your body. Speak to your emotions. Speak to your health. Speak to your son. He ain't got to be in the room. Send the word to him. He ain't got to be at your house. Send the word. One of the brothers at the church, it's a true story. And I want us to get it as a testimony so you can see it. Folks think we be lying. This thing is real. One of the brothers at the church lost his gun. Gun was stolen. Speak to your gun, I said. Hey, speak to that gun. And he just got a phone call from the police about 2 weeks ago. And guess what they say? We found your gun. He says, Prophet, I spoke that prayer like you said to speak it. The word works if you work it. We got to work this word. Stand on this promise. He don't tell lies. Or be a shanda. Gotta say what God said. Speak that stuff into existence. Open your mouth wherever you at right now. Start talking to your increase. Command the earth to give up your increase. Open your mouth. Stop patty caking. Stop playing. Command your resources to come. Command everything you need to fulfill your dreams and your vision for your business. Speak to it. I call in customers for Lambert's Cafe. I call in customers from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare that Lambert's Cafe will be the number one coffee shop in all of North Carolina. Speak it and declare. Money comes from everywhere. We call in sponsors. I call in millionaires. I call in money from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, there are things that we desire to do at KCC, and it takes money. I call it in. I call in millionaires. I call in money from every direction. I call it increase. I call in favor. I call in favor with government, favor with politicians, favor with basketball players and football players, lawyers and doctors and officers. Open your mouth and call in your increase. Open your mouth. Speak the word over your children. Speak the word over your pocketbook. Speak the word over your wallet. I feel the anointing and I feel it strong. And if I was you, I said, open your mouth. I don't care where you at. My God, I don't care if you're at Walmart. Speak the word, because I feel the anointing. Speak to your marriage. Speak over your son. Speak over your grandbaby. Speak over your granddaughter. Speak over your nieces and nephews. Say what God said. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it. If he spoke it, shall he not make it good. Oba, handalobo CK, ikandini osha, yande, I said speak. Don't play with this now, because I feel the anointing, and I feel it moving strong. I feel a yoke being destroyed. I feel a burden being lifted. I feel somebody like getting ready to take over. I know you feel like your marriage is on hold. I know you feel like your life is on hold. Open your mouth and say what God said. Hey! Malabashandiri obasia. See that? See, you play with it. Speak. The anointing is here. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. My God, angels are at a standstill right now. Holy Ghost said to me, he said, when you screaming for a team, is you quiet? I said, uh-uh. He said, but why you won't come to me with that little quiet, cute prayer? He said, you can talk intimately to me. He said, but when you want something, don't you open your mouth? I said, yeah. He said, well, open your mouth and talk to what you want. Open your mouth. Say what God said. Yes, Jesus. Holy God, you are. Blessed Redeemer, my soon coming King and Master, great God Jehovah, I feel the anointing of God moving right now. Joshua chapter 6, I'm done. Joshua chapter 6, don't you be despaired. Don't you get down. Amen. Take authority. You don't got time to be sad. Joshua 6 and 1. Look at what he said. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. Huh? I said Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out. None came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see? There you go. Oh, Lord, y'all better help me because I done got stirred up. I'm so stirred up, I don't know what to do myself right now. What'd you say? I said, he said, see? That's what you got to do. See, meditation brings revelation. Revelation tell you what's in store. You start seeing the invisible. And as you start seeing that invisible, it will convict you that what you see actually belongs to you. See, Deuteronomy, what's that? Deuteronomy 29. Come on. Look what it says. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. He's holding it back. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. See, right now, there's some things that belong to you that you can't see until you meditate. And once you start speaking and declaring and meditating on that word, then revelation comes. And as the revelation comes, you start seeing what's been hidden. What's that? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. When you start tapping into God, he'll tell you specifically how to take delivery for your promise. That's why the devil don't want you to meditate. He wants your mind on everything else other than what it's supposed to be on. Are you listening to me? Now, as soon as he see, God told Joshua, see. Before he told him anything, he said, see, Joshua. All right, Lord, I see. Okay, now what? The minute he saw, verse 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, I've given unto thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty man of valor, and ye shall compass the city. I'm done. The minute he meditated and began to see, God gave him strategy. The minute you see it, the minute you get a revelation of what's yours, God will give you strategy. I'm declaring right now that strategy. Open your mouth where you're at right now. Lift your hand and begin to thank him for strategy. I said thank him for strategy. I said, right where you are, open your mouth, lift your hand, and say, Father, I thank you for strategies. I thank you for insight. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for showing me what to do, how to do it, how to move, how to navigate. Are you listening to me? The devil don't want you to meditate on that word. That's not what he wants. He wants you mad. He wants you frustrated. He wants you sitting up despondent. The devil is a liar. Why art thou disquieted, O thou soul? Hope thou in God? Thank you for strategies. Thank you for showing me how to make my next move. I feel like I'm stuck right now, Lord. But wherever I am, it ain't the devil's fault. It's my fault. I ain't been speaking. I ain't been declaring. I ain't been in my word. I ain't been praying in the Holy Ghost. Ololobo shanta. But right now, strategies are coming to you. Telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. God don't tell no lies. He's a man of his word, and he do what he say. Yes, God is real. I can feel him in my soul. You better hear me. I want you to pray. I want you to pray like you never prayed before. Because just over the next week, two, in this immediate season, probably in the next month, I feel this so strong, could happen tomorrow. But I see another senseless shooting. And it almost was so bad, looked like it ended in a shootout. I saw people dead. I saw a shooting, and I saw it almost ending in a shootout. You listening to me? We got to get in prayer. The body of Christ, God reveals to redeem. But I feel the anointing, and I know strategies are being released right now. Bekobo koboko bosha. Rabasi telemandi di osha. You got to stop living from your purse. Stop living from your pocketbook. Stop living, amen, from your account and live from the supernatural. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You got to trust him and take him at his word. Don't care what it looks like. Things are happening. Money's being released right now. Obo sokobo shate. Elabashata. There are 100 people right now. You're going to $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $62. There's 100 of you. You're doing it right now. There's 50 of you giving $162 right now. I'm telling you. There's 100 of you giving 62. There's 50 of you giving 162. There's 10 people right now on this call. I don't thank you here. I ain't praying about you here. I know you here. And you're sowing a seed of $1,062 right now. Strategies are being released for your business. Strategies are being released for your ministry. Strategies are being released for what to do next. You got to see it. You got to see it. Oh, kobo sa. Lebe shete. Le bandili miki vandele kosaya. Zaluli ilantalamaya. Le brondolo kosolobo kulanti. Lilendilia. Lalebinfele de klesto. Lukuninimi andalabaya. Hey, Shata, Hakabo, Shande, Helemosa, Halemandilioba, Orabaza. Sister Vashti, I don't know if you're on here, but you're standing before me in the spirit, and maybe she'll get this. If she don't, somebody will tell her, y'all know her. See the anointing, but you're standing before me in the spirit, and I heard the Lord say, am I not worthy? Am I not able? Hey, I grabbed you. I rescued you, and I brought you out for my glory. And you will see my hand move, and I will bring deliverance and put you on top and cause the property that you desire to come into your hand. Yea, in the United States, yea, even overseas, I grant unto you favor. Prepare yourself for the days ahead. As you lay before me and seek my face, you will see the miraculous take place in your life, and that is the word of the Lord. While I was speaking, I heard the name Dustin on this phone, and I hear the Lord saying to you, Dustin, get ready for a change. get ready for a turnaround and a breakthrough. For you have not been where you've been for no reason. But this is the season where the hand of God is getting ready to come alive in your life like you've never seen before. I'm talking to a Sharon Walker. There's a Sharon Walker on this call. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to you, Sharon, that deliverance is coming to your family like you've never seen before, that you ain't seen nothing yet. Sharon, God said, trust me. You might can't understand what I'm doing, but trust me, and you'll see me do what no other power can do. I saw two people around you. I don't know if they're children or what, but I hear the Lord saying miracles are coming. And this is the season where you will see that I will place property and doors of opportunity in your hand. As you seek me, return unto me in prayer and in fasting, and you will see that what the devil tried to stop will not be blocked. There's a young lady on here by the name of Yasmin. God said, Yasmin, I'm going to make you happy. And this is the season of fulfillment, especially in relationship. You're going to see the hand of God begin to move in your life concerning relationship in a capacity that you've never seen before. Trust me, trust me, trust me, saith God. Trust me, saith God. Trust me. Hold up, Shande. Hilalabo Kandia. Hilalaba Shandili. Hilalabos. Commande. Obo Sotobo Shande. Hilale Bandala Makaya. Helebo Sa. Mendele. Hilamandala Koma. Hobia Si. Hobia Sia. Hiliandolo Bohosha. Hilebe Kantalaba. I'm telling y'all what God said. He said, there are 100 of you giving 62. He said, there are 50 of you. There are 50 of you giving 162. He said, there are 10 of you giving 1,062. You can give it at $PBCJR, or you can go to the website, briancarn.com or .org. But make sure it's documented. Make sure we know. I think you can send a copy of the receipt or however you're doing it to customer service at briancarn.org. So if the Lord give me an instruction, I can give it to you. I'm telling you what I know, in the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to get out your flesh and trust God in this hour. I'm going to share with you some things that's getting ready to happen. I don't think they're about to happen. I know they're about to happen. Mele, lebe sete, ankalaba. Kim, I hear the Lord saying to Kim, Inanamakanda, I will vindicate you. I will fight for you. And I will prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. Obokosha. Ibabokoshande. I want every person on this call to meet me on this prayer line at 12 o'clock p.m. tomorrow for 15 minutes. God said, get on this prayer line. We're going to push something through in the spirit. We're going to take 15 minutes and call in some things in the spirit. At 12 noon tomorrow, Olobokosha, Ilale Baba Shatalamanda. You better not miss this. Some of y'all waiting. See, some of y'all miss it because you think it's a game and you live out of your account and you won't trust God and take him at his word. But somebody is taking God at his word. Olobosondele, Ilele Bandala Kialamando Lobosha. I say somebody is taking God at his word. I hear the Lord saying to someone named Kedra. I hear the Lord saying to someone named Kedra, run, don't look back, leave it, Separate from it. Walk away from them. Don't care who it is. Ah! Yes, God. Yes, Lord. There are 100 of you sowing 62. There are 50 of you giving 162. There are 10 of you right now that sowing that seed. That's right. You're sowing that seed of $1,062. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Bele be condolobo soto lele beishe. Ele bele kian kalama. And those 10 people who sow that seed, there's one question that you may have before the Lord. You're going to sow that seed. You're going to ask that question. And I'm going to pray. And in the next 7 to 10 days, the quicker you get that seed in, the Lord's going to answer that question. Tell him what I know in the spirit. You ain't got to believe me. You ain't got to believe me. You can think it's a game all you want to, but I know God real. Amen. Ha! Balabashande. And a sign be unto you. What I tell you is, thus saith the Lord. Oh, Balabashande de Bekaya. Yilolobokosha. I said, a sign be unto you. What I tell you is, thus saith the Lord. There's another random act of violence that's going to be found. I saw shock and I saw awe to this nation. They're going to have to do an evacuation. It's almost like it's going to end in a shootout. Okay? I'm telling you what I know. There's an unusual arrest that's going to find a famous person in this immediate season. And I'm talking about we may be days or weeks away from it happening, or it might be right around the corner. But another sign, there's getting ready to be an Asian island earthquake in this season. I want you to pray for France, Europe, because I saw a French or European attack, terrorist attack. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this, and I speak it as a prophet. There's going to be a big story in the news concerning an ozone layer, but I want you to pray for Joe Biden, because I see him being diagnosed with a serious medical condition. And there's going to be secret discussion about whether they should let Harris become the president. Another sign be unto you is I saw a new Star Wars movie coming. I see the news talking about drought. I see droughts in the news. Droughts here. Droughts there. Droughts here. Drought there. Neshe. Ilobo. Kandele bekika la lamando lobo sota. Robo si le mandi limianda. Let's pray for Shaquille O'Neal. Let's pray for Shaquille O'Neal. Amen. I met his mother. She's a praying woman. She's a sanctified woman. Pray for him. Because he's having issues feeling faint. I'm seeing a sleep disorder surrounding him. So I want you to pray for him. We're praying for him that God would arrest him, that God would save him, that God would fill him with the Holy Ghost. Pray for the city of Dallas. There's a major story coming out of Dallas, Texas. Don't know if it's going to be a terrorist. Don't know if it's going to be a big shooting. But there's a major news story coming out of Dallas. The real estate market is about to crash. You hear me? So wait. Wait to get your house. Wait. I heard you. Hear the Holy Ghost. Wait. The market is about to crash. Uloboshah. Another sign. There's an earthquake in New Zealand. There's an earthquake coming to New Zealand. There's a plane crash coming. We got to pray. there is a preacher or a gospel singer that's getting ready to be charged with like a DUI or a big drug charge. This is a big person. I'm telling you what I know. The Spirit of God dealt with me very strongly and said about 2035, America as you know it, you won't recognize it. I'm telling you, certain states in America are going to split off and become their own nation. I ain't telling what I think. I'm telling what I know because the Holy Ghost don't lie. And in the month of November, there's something going to come up this month in November that's going to have something to do with a new presidential decision. Now, again, pray for Joe Biden. There's an attack against his health. And I see him being diagnosed with a major health condition. Pray for him. Hey! 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 That's all I share right now. That's all I share right now. That's all I share right now. This Halloween is going to be different. I saw an individual dressed up in a superhero outfit or like a Halloween costume, and I saw them committing a crime in their costume. Remember, I told you this. We got to tap into God. 12 o'clock. Everybody, I expect you on this number. Call in. Tell everybody at your job. Take a 15-minute break. That's all it's going to be. We're going to pray. Ato, oto, uta, ekete, leke, tita, hanshalamasa. We're going to pray and believe God. Hey, leba sharia. Handolobosi. Iliandele me antiana namosai. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God. Hey, yeah. God don't lie. I'm telling you, put your faith out there. There's 10 people giving 1,062. Amen. That's what God said. Now, if you don't believe it, just don't do it. It's no fight. It's no pressure. But you're going to wish you did it because these things that I just called out, they're coming on the news and not many days hence. And you'll see it come to pass. Obo CK. Ele mandala bahatia. Ikolobo shandelele bandiri osaya. Pray for Harry Belafonte. I seen him all over the news. I saw Harry Belafonte all over the news. Olobo kosaya. Olobo kosaya la makia. Kiala mandele beke salasha. Hebi andele meriala la mandolo bosaya. Himana moho shande. Yebebe ye shekelele mandili asi. Hole be kosaya. You're praying in tongues an hour every day. You're praying in tongues an hour every day. I rebuke suicide. There's a major person on television. There's a major individual, an actor, somebody famous and big. This is going to be all over the news. They are committing suicide. The spirit of suicide is about to arrest this country like never before. We need to pray against the spirit of suicide. I cancel it off of you. I cancel it off of your children. I cancel it off of your family. And I declare that God is releasing strategies. Hey! Alabasha. Helamandia! Kabo Sate. I love y'all so much. I'm praying for you. I hope you got this word. I hope you believe this word. Sow your seed in faith. Father, it ain't for me. Lord, you know it's for the kingdom. Sow your seed in faith. Dial that number in the morning, tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're on here praying. You need to tell everybody you know. We're going to be calling some stuff in for just 15 minutes. But all day tomorrow, speak to your increase. Command the change. Command the breakthrough. Command the turnaround. command the release. Are you listening to me? Kelebe setelebe con kalamaya. Lale bian falados. Sulolobo koshande. Eni ashala. Ilala babasa. Tell you what I know in the Holy Ghost. You are blessed today and favored. You will never be stopped because the Lord is on your side. He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. He loves you with an everlasting love. Sow your seed. You that sow tonight, go to customer service at briancon.org. You that sowed at 1,000, let me know who you are. I need to know everybody who sold. If you sold, that's $62, $162. That $120 seed, I've already sent some of the prophecies, but not all of them. I'll be sending more. Those who gave that $80 seed, I've already given you your instruction. There's another instruction that's coming, so make sure you hear the Holy Ghost. God is real. I'm telling what I know in the Holy Ghost. God don't lie. Amen. He's faithful. Truly. God don't lie. I love you. I'm praying for you. And I'll see you soon, somewhere. Amen. But tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock. If I was you, I would spend my time tonight speaking some things into existence, declaring and decreeing what God said. You are blessed. I love you. More grace. Hey! Ula ba shandiriye.